Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to us on any one of our platforms, whether it's KGRT, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, Classic Rock 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock Leader, Today's Hottest Music, Hot 103, and Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. We are excited to welcome back into the studio, joining us for a third time this month because twice isn't enough, folks, because we have a lot to cover. We've so far have talked about some of the many things that are taking place with our beautiful lands and the BLM and some of the great events that they have taking place this month. It is a very busy month for the BLM. And of course, Bill, it's no days off for you because we got to get ready to get people ready for what's going to be coming up for the second part of the month. I know we talked last week about how quickly May is going, but there's a lot to look forward to in the last couple of weeks into May. So without further ado, man, let's get to it. What can we look forward to? Oh, let's start off with Tuesdays, because one of the things that you mentioned at the beginning of the month is, of course, the things that are happening every Tuesday.
Yes, continuing on every Tuesday night at 6 o'clock at the Dona Ana Mountain parking area. That'll be on May the 20th and 27th. Just show up and come and join us for a sunset mountain trail bike ride, where you can learn all about your monument lands and take a nice trail bike ride with our rangers. That's every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at the Dona Ana Mountain parking area. Now, Saturday, May 17th, from 8 to 10:30, you're going to meet up at the La Cueva group site at Dripping Springs, and you're going to enjoy the broad vistas of the monument and the Mesilla Valley while you're learning about the history and the ethnobotany in the area along this 1.5 mile hike to the La Cueva Cave and back with our Friends of the Oregon Mountain Peaks Friends Group, Docent Tom Dormady. So you can register for that at the OregonMountainDesertPeaks.org website. And then the following Friday, May 23rd at 5 o'clock, just show up. We're going to have, for the whole month of May, we actually are having what's known as our local artist in residence. You know, in the spring and the fall, we select a local artist who spends about a month on the monument, throughout the monument, doing various things based with their artistic abilities. And one of the requirements for the artist in residence, once they're staying on the monument, is actually to have a community event. So Friday, May 23rd at 5 o'clock at the La Cueva Group picnic site at Dripping Springs Natural Area, you're going to come out and meet our artist in residence. And she's from here in Las Cruces. Her name is Poet James Hoveda. And she's going to have a scavenger hunt.
Okay.
For those that show up. And you're going to have to find local natural materials throughout the area there at La Cueva. And then you'll regroup and put those to use in creating your own personal piece of art with the guidance from Poet there at the group site. So that should be a lot of fun. Usually you're doing scavenger hunts trying to find things. Now you're going to have to try to find these natural plants and materials. So it'll be a good educational event. And then on, you know, Monday, the May 26th, is a very interesting hike that we have. It's going to run from 8 to 10:30 in the morning at Baylor Pass. That's the west trailhead on Baylor Canyon Road. And, you know, a lot of people, when they do the study in the history of Las Cruces, they don't realize how engaged they were in the Civil War.
Okay.
And I found that to be a fascinating information. And once again, the Friends of the Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks docent Tom Dormady is going to actually lead a hike about a mile and a half up through the Baylor Pass, and you're going to learn about how the Civil War actually came to Mesilla Valley, and you're going to learn the stories and struggles of our region's past and how it shaped into the beautiful place of today. So you have to register for that hike as well at the OregonMountainDesertPeaks.org website. And that's, once again, that's Monday, May 26th from 8 to 10:30.
Okay.
Now, this is a unique one to end the month. I thought was really, really appropriate. I know we have a lot of people that have dogs. I have a dog. And
yes.
I love my dog. And so there is a program that we are having Saturday, May 31st out at the Dripping Springs Visitor Center. We did this last year. It had such a great turnout. So we're hoping to have more. Now, our wildlife biologist, Meredith, is going to be leading this BARK, or I say BARK, Ranger program. Okay? So the dog, bring your dogs. They have to be on the leash. So all the leash doggos are going to come and take part, and they're going to do a swear in and hike the little part of the monument there with Meredith, and they're going to get a certificate and learn about how you keep your pet responsibility on the trails, much like with us when we go to picnic, you know, leave no trace.
Yes.
So obviously there's certain things you do as dog owners to be able to keep your pets, and you're going to learn all about that. And it's called the BARK program, which I thought was cool. But one of the things that we're doing is the first 7 people that sign up for this and show up with a leashed dog will receive their very own custom Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks BARK Ranger dog tag.
That is so awesome.
It is awesome. So you have to email Meredith at mdalton, mdalton, at blm.gov. And I know her inbox is probably going to get blown up because it's the first 7 people that sign up and show up. See, I could sign up, but
you
got to
show
be
up.
The first 7 that show up. You see, so it's going to be interesting. And this is going to take place Saturday, May the 31st. So email Meredith for more information and times and where exactly you'll show up. So,
oh, I love the name of the program, BARK Ranger Program. That is so amazing. So, I mean, it's perfect. And by the way, when you guys see the flyer and to see, it just reminds me of my dog, by the way. I just want to say my dog looks just like that. And it's so fascinating, though, to be able to be a part of this and to bring our pets as a part of this and also to show responsibility when we have our pets out on these public lands.
Well, you know, that's the thing about public lands. You know, they're exciting places for your pets to visit with the whole family. And the thing about BARK. You know, it stands for B, bag your pet's waste, A, always leash your pet, R, respect wildlife, K, know where you can go. So you're going to find all the different things about this pledge and how you can have a better experience on public lands with your four-legged friends.
That is amazing. Again, you're going to want to make sure you contact Meredith, and that's going to be coming up before you know it, Saturday, May 31st. You do not want to miss out on that. And of course, us here in Southern New Mexico, we love our pets. We are a very pet-friendly community, so I can see.
She's leading this thing, so I have no idea what time it is. That's why it's imperative, if you're interested in this, to email her to get information back. And we've got another program that's still pending, as a matter of fact. Saturday the 24th, we do not know right now if we're going to have this hike or not, but it's just follow us on Facebook. At the Bureau of Land Management, Las Cruces District, to get more updates. We're trying to put in another hike on Saturday the 24th. And if you have any questions at all about any of our guided hikes or any of the programs that we mentioned, you can follow us on Facebook, or you can actually email blm_NM_LCDO_education@blm.gov.
Okay. And one of the things that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago was just letting people know awareness whenever they go out to any of these hikes. Let the people know, just especially when they're preparing themselves to go out there, kind of what they should be in store for, you know, making sure that they have water and all those things that they would need to be prepared
for. Exactly, because, you know, these hikes, they take place on rough, uneven terrain. So you want to arrive and make sure you have appropriate footwear, the proper clothing for the weather of the day. Bring sun protection, bring snacks if you need them, and plenty of water. And always remember the principles of leave no trace, what you bring in, bring out.
Yes. So make sure you guys, any questions, of course, make sure you follow them today. Follow them on Facebook. We mention this every time, but one of the things to make sure to stay aware of is just especially with any upcoming events. You know, you mentioned the May 24th event that could be coming up. You want to make sure you stay up to date and stay in tune with what they have going on. We told you at the beginning of the month it was going to be a very busy month for BLM and just the exciting things for the guided hikes and programs that are going to be coming up. And I tell you, I'm excited. The BARK Ranger program is definitely going to be a popular one to wrap up the month of May. So I'm pretty excited for all the stuff that we have coming up. Again, follow them on Facebook today. And can you believe it? We're getting through May. And it doesn't even seem like it, right?
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to your visit next month.
Always a pleasure.
Of course, thank you so much to our friends at the BLM for always keeping us up to date with what is happening. Remember to follow them on Facebook. And remember, any event, remember, you can always check out our websites. We make sure to keep you up to date with the latest that is happening with the Bureau of Land Management. Again, my name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together.